Lifestyle with Stacey Pinkerton.
We're talking with Michelle Morgan, and she has an in-depth look at the two most empowering years in the life of Marilyn Monroe. The girl details how the seven-year itch created an icon and set the star on an adventure of self-discovery, transformation, and from a controlled wife and contract player into a businesswoman and an unlikely feminist whose power is still felt today. Welcome, Michelle Morgan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You have been researching Marilyn Monroe. Everyone seems to find her as kind of an icon, an idol. But it seems that there are things about her that we didn't really consider maybe 20, 30 years ago that are coming out present today, that she really may have been the feminist we didn't think about.
That's right. I mean, so many people even now think of her as in the roles that she played, you know, the sort of busy blonde, and especially, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, people thought that way. But now, hopefully, people are now sort of coming around a little bit and thinking about how she was a businesswoman, how she rebelled against the studio, how her rebellion went towards bringing the studio system down, and also a huge inspiration to many, many women around the world, not only now, but back then as well.
Yes, she had quite a difficult life at the same time, apart from everyone would think, oh, how simple it is to be the beautiful woman, the celebrity, the star. But she had to fight really, really hard to try and get different roles. And she was so determined to continue on with drama to get the roles that she wanted. She was not the dumb blonde, as you had mentioned, but she did play it well.
She did, and that was part of the problem, because she was such a good actress, because she played the part so well, people believed that was her personality in real life, which is quite astounding to me, because, you know, nobody thinks that Bette Davis was really Margot Channing or anything like that. It just only seems to be that people believe that about Marilyn. But no, she was very, very savvy, and she did have a tragic life. She had a horrible childhood. You know, she didn't live with her mother full-time, and she was raised in a series of foster homes and an orphanage, and so she had a bad start to her life, but she really fought, first of all, for her career at the beginning, and then, second of all, to be taken seriously as an actress and a human being.
Upon all the things that you were investigating, researching in the background of Marilyn Monroe, what startled you the most? What was the most surprising?
Well, I think that, I mean, I've been researching her life for 33 years, but in this particular book, what I found quite surprising was the amount of hostility that she had from all quarters, you know, back in the day. I mean, when she walked out on her film career, on her Hollywood career, there was columnists who were writing open letters to her in their magazines, and there was, you know, people phoning her up and saying, you've just walked away from your career, you're going to be ruined. There's all sorts of hostility towards her from different actors, from actresses, everywhere. But still, through it all, she just kept going. And, you know, she just seemed to turn a blind eye to it. And while it probably did hurt her and it affected her, she couldn't let that negativity stop her, because it was literally coming to her from all corners.
Well, it seems that there's in present day we have a lot of media is talking about what's going through with these certain depictions of Weinstein and the casting couch and all. Do you think that Marilyn Monroe had to play through all of this as well, where she was harassed?
Oh, she was definitely harassed, and she spoke out about it as well. She was one of the only actresses at the time who spoke out about it. Yeah, she was harassed. There was one studio executive who said to her that he wanted to take her out on his yacht, and she said, oh, that would be lovely. You know, I'd love to see your wife. I'd love to meet your wife. And he, of course, did not mean for her to meet his wife, and threatened that she would never work in this town again. She was really adamant that she'd never gone that way, that she'd never used the casting couch, but she was certainly harassed by people, and that, I mean, she knew, she lived at the Hollywood Studio Club for a while, so she was surrounded by young actresses, and she knew exactly what was going on. And there was a lot of people, a lot of wolves, as Marilyn called them, of Hollywood, and she encountered quite a few, but she was very adamant that she knew what game they were playing, and she would have no part of it.
Mm. What I really liked about Marilyn Monroe was that she wanted more money, and she stood up and to get the contracts that she wanted, and she wanted to be able to choose her own director. And
that's right.
And then that's when apparently she got involved with, later on, she married the playwright Arthur Miller.
That's right, yes. She walked out on her contract at the end of 1954 because she was just sick of constantly being given these dumb blonde roles or musicals and things. And she always said she had no objection to playing in musicals, but she wanted to be able to expand her horizons. But because she was so popular in the ditzy roles, the studio wanted to keep her there because, of course, it made them money. But she wanted, to expand. And so that's why she moved to New York. She set up her own film company with photographer Milton Green. She went to the Actors Studio. She really studied hard. And it was during that time that she renewed a friendship with Arthur Miller, which eventually became a relationship. And then, of course, they got married.
And?
And the marriage was very successful in the beginning. I feel there's a lot of people that give Arthur a bad rap, and they say that he wasn't right for her and everything else. But at the end of the day, she stayed with him they were married for 4 years, and they were dating for a while before then. She absolutely adored him in the beginning, and he was very, very supportive of her career and of her dreams of becoming this successful theatre actress and dramatic actress, because, of course, he was in the industry. He was in the theatre industry. He was around actors all the time. So he was very supportive of that and encouraging of that. But, of course, the marriage did eventually break down. But I think that, if we're honest, it involved Marilyn as well as Arthur. It wasn't all about Arthur, the fact that the marriage had broken down. I think that they both, in the end, just felt that they couldn't live together, as happens to many, many couples around the world every single day.
Yes, it does. It does. Marilyn Monroe did a nude calendar, and she played these roles, which apparently actresses had not learned from her story, or maybe her story didn't come out, or it wasn't available to them at the time. But do you think that actresses today should refuse, or actors as well, because people get put into a stereotype, do you think that they should stand up and say what they want and not be stuck in these stereotype roles?
Well, I think that everybody, no matter if they're actors or actresses or anybody else, everybody should have the nerve to stand up for themselves and say what's working for them and what's not working for them. I think there's a lot more freedom nowadays for actors. Back then it was the studio system, so you were basically told, you're going to be in this kind of role and you're going to work with this person or that person, and you didn't really have much freedom, which is exactly what Marilyn rebelled against. But nowadays, they do have a lot more freedom and a lot more choice about the parts that they want to play. And I think that if someone's not happy with the sort of parts that they're playing, then definitely they should stand up for themselves and say no and make the changes that Marilyn did too.
What do you want to achieve with this, the recent writing that you have done on the 7-year itch and the birth of an unlikely feminist?
What I'd like is for people to see that Marilyn isn't a dumb blonde, and that history has been rewritten in the 55, 56 years since she died. There are so many rumors that have come out since she died that just simply aren't true, and many fingers pointing towards her character which aren't true. So I really kind of stripped all that back and went back to things that were reported during her lifetime, and I would like people to see that she was a very serious human being. She was fun, she was funny, she was friendly, but at the same time she had this steel will to do what she wanted to do, and that she wasn't dumb or stupid or any of those things ever in her life. She was a very, very bright human being, and that's what I want people to see more than anything, that she was a human being, because 9 times out of 10 people just see her on the screen and just think that she was this, you know, two-dimensional image, but she wasn't. She was a real person just like you or I, and I think more people need to see that about her.
And an intelligent woman at that.
Exactly. She was extremely intelligent, and she never gets credit for it. And so I want people to read this book and see that she was intelligent. She was a great lover of literature. She read Shakespeare. And I think anybody who sits there at home says, oh, she was just a dumb blonde, they need to check out her reading list and the sort of things that she read, and then check out their own reading lists and see the things they read and compare the two, and we'll see who's the more brightest of the two.
There you go, Michelle. Well done on you. Michelle Morgan, The 7-Year Itch and the Birth of an Unlikely Feminist. More power to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
Talk Radio Europe.
Online at tre.radio.